Scholastic Audiobooks presents Benny and Omar by Owen Colfer, read by Ewan Morton.
Chapter 1. Where? Benny Shaw was built like a ferret, or so Father Barty liked to tell everybody. Short and skinny, with bandy legs you could roll a basketball through. At this moment, his brow was wrinkled in concentration. The two goal posts looked like there was only half an inch between them, and there was a whole shower of grunting, hairy fullbacks just itching for him to make a mess of the shot. The pressure was well and truly on. Not just any old puckabout. This was the primary school's county hurling final. St. Jerome's of Wexford facing the Christian Brothers of Wexford. Deadly serious. Father Barty Finn was at Benny's shoulder, muttering advice, a cigarette jiggling in his false teeth. Barty coached each game like he was standing beside Pierce and the GPO. Schoolwork was grand, but hurling was sacred. "Take your point, boy," hissed Barty. Sound advice. They were already in injury time. A point would square it. No need to risk losing everything by going for a goal. Buy a replay. Even at that, it was a knacky shot. A sideline, 10 yards out. You'd have to really get under a ball to lift it at this range. Benny could try lobbing it into one of his teammates, but the marking was tight. Fierce-faced little terriers clashed hips, waiting for the ball to drop in the square in front of the goal. Benny concentrated on the slither, the small leather ball before him. He stooped low and sliced his hurley beneath it.